So there's a student from within the Telegram group who asks a long paragraph question saying that his 2 CK is in a month. I know many of you guys watching this clip are studying for step one. It's still value for you because you're going to have to know how to study well for 2 CK. The student's 2 CK is in a month and has various clinical mastery series forms remaining, peds, psych, neurology. He has not sat yet, as well as some of the NBME exams, 10, 11. He has not sat, and as well as UWSA 2. And he's asking, do I recommend that he sits UL self-assessment exam 2? What do I recommend he does during his final month? Look, bro, I mean, I've made plenty of clips on this stuff talking about the paramounts of going through, yes, all of the clinical mastery series forms, as well as all NBME forms 6 through 11 for 2 CK prior to your exam. UL self-assessment 2, yes, you can sit it, of course. The score is good to have as just yet another predictor, but I'm not overly concerned about it because we need you to get through that clinical mastery series material and NBME 6 through 11. And not only are you going to get through that material, not only are you going to screenshot all of your incorrects from those forms into a Word document, saving it as a PDF slash PowerPoint for review. Not only are you going to do that, but I want you going back through that material again, the corrects in addition. Okay? You're going to powerhouse through this NBME content during the final month because the real USMLE and all of the NBME and CMS content, it's exactly the same. Okay, Clinical Mastery Series CMS, it's all exactly the same. So you need to know that content hardcore. I don't really give a fuck about UL Self-Assessment Exam 2. That's more students getting emotional and ardent about really wanting to sit UWSA 2 late. It's a good predictor, but it's not as important as getting through all of that NBME content. You still have remaining forms for score prediction. And whatever you score on the remaining NBMEs is more important than that UL self-assessment exam 2 score. Okay? So, in short recapitulation here, it would be very, very fucking audacious for you to go into your 2 CK without getting through all of that NBME content. Okay? That's going to be your focus during this final month. You know the deal. I'm going to continue making more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.